This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
It's time now for Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
Struggle along. They say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
People of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang gininto ang gabay sa English Golden Guide at sa aking dialect na Cebuano, Bulawanong Hiya. Mga kaibigan, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, pinag-ingatan tayo sa buong linggo, no, hindi lang tayo dito sa New Zealand, pati ng ating mga mahal sa buhay doon sa Pilipinas. Sa umagang ito, ang aking mga matatalik na kaibigan, nakapunta yan dito sa doon sa lumang building sa Planet FM, dito na ngayon sa bago, si Sister Mel Samura at ang kanyang mahal na asawa si Engineer Lando Samura. Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat.
Good morning po.
Salamat. Mga kaibigan, Sister Mel, Engineer Lando, bago tayo magpatuloy, magandang magpatugtog tayo muna ng birthday song. Kasi meron akong mga kaibigan, mga kilala, kayo, meron ba kayo? Birthday mo?
Sa 26.
This coming week. Yeah. Oh, advance happy birthday, Engineer Lando.
That's my gift for him.
it's good. How old will...
I will be 66 years old.
66, so you are now availing the superannuation here in New Zealand. Oh, thanks be to God. I hope that I can get rich that at that age. Mga kaibigan, ang aking apo, advance happy birthday, Engineer Lando. At ang aking apo din, nagdiwang sa kanyang karawan, ang aking beloved and beautiful granddaughter, Inday Iya. May 16. So 2 years old na siya. At Sister Belen Flores dyan sa Pilipinas, belated happy birthday. Kahapon birthday din niya. At sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa kanilang karawan, no, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos na ang Diyos nagbigay dagdag ng buhay at ipatugtog natin itong awit Happy Birthday Mahal by Madam Gloria Belen. No, yung nakalipas, happy birthday, aking mahal. Tagal na, palagi lang nagkabalik-balik. Ngayon, medyo bago na to. Luma tong awit, pero magandang pakinggan at magandang may patugtog din natin to. Ito na mga kaibigan, pakinggan natin, happy birthday, mahal. Yung isa, pabalik-balik, happy birthday, aking mahal na kaibigan, Lando Samura. Engineer Lando Samura, at aking... apo na si Inday Iya, belated happy birthday, Sister Belen Flores, God bless sa inyo tong lahat. Amen. Ito na. Oh. ako. Ito, gikli ko, iba man ang nagano. Ito na lang. Excuse me, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito ang gikli ko. Ito. Ayaw. Ano nangyari? Mga kaibigan, dispensa, ayaw man, dito na lang talaga. Pabalik-balik na lang tong happy birthday, aking mahal. Mahirap man doon tayo, swala. Ito mga kaibigan, pakinggan natin sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, sa inyo to, happy birthday, aking mahal. Ito na.
Aking mahal, marami pa sana kaarawan, at sa araw ng iyong pagsilan, ang nasa isip ko'y wala kundi ikaw. Happy birthday, aking mahal. Sa'yong iaalay at dalangin ko'y magbigyan ka ng ligayang dulo, sa'yo'y walang hanggan. Mga pangarap mo sana ay matamtan sa piling ng mga taong sa'yo nagmamahal. Kami naririto, walang ibang hinahangad, kundi marami pang birthday ang magdaan. Birthday party, birthday cake, birthday gift, at birthday kiss. Sa'yo'y nagmamahal. Kami naririto, walang ibang hinahangad, hindi marami pang birthday ang magdaan.
Happy birthday, aking mahal. Ang tangi ko lamang sa'yo maiaalay. Walang hanggan.
Mga pangarap mo sana ay makamtan sa piling ng mga taong sa'yo'y nagmamahal. Kami naririto, walang ibang hinahangad, hindi marami pang birthday ang magdaan. Mga pangarap mo sana ay matutan sa piling ng mga taong sa'yo'y nagmamahal. Kami naririto, walang ibang hinahangad, hindi marami pang birthday ang magdaan. Marami pang birthday ang magdaan. Marami pang birthday. Ah.
Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos na pakinggan natin, ang napaglingkuran natin, ang nagdiwang sa kanilang karawan. Kasama natin yung Advance Happy Birthday, Engineer Lando, 66. Oh, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. More years, 4 years more to go, you will become a septuagenarian.
Amen.
Mga kaibigan, ipatuloy natin at bago tayo ibigay natin sa ating mga ngaral, si Sister Mel, magandang pakinggan muna natin itong ating gospel song, Lord, I Am Nothing. Pakinggan muna natin, mga kaibigan, wala tayo kapag wala ang Panginoong Diyos sa ating buhay. Pakinggan muna natin ang ating gospel song. Ito na, mga kaibigan.
Here.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos na pakinggan natin, no? At sa umagang ito, ang ating mensahero, no, one of the women of God, Sister Mel, together with her beloved husband, Engineer Lando Samura, a very supportive husband. So, Sister Mel, I would like you, before you give your message, it's good you lead us in a word of prayer, because...
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Okay, Sister Mel.
Hallelujah, Lord. Our gracious and loving Father, we thank you again for this wonderful day, Lord. Mm. You're our... we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness,
Lord.
Oh Lord. Yes. We thank you for the whole week again na iningatan mo ang bawat isa sa amin, Panginoon. Yes. We thank you for the strength, O God, your guidance and protection sa bawat buhay namin, Panginoon. Maraming maraming salamat, O God, sa iyong kabutihan at for giving us the time, O Lord, na makapag-share ng iyong mga salita na nagbibigay kalakasan sa bawat isa sa amin.
Thank you.
At as we come to the throne of your grace, O Lord, we ask you to forgive us, O Lord. Linisin mo ang aming mga puso at isipan, O God, upang makalapit kami sa iyong luklukan, Panginoon. At fill our hearts with your love, O God. And be with us, O God, as we share your word, Lord. Bigyan mo kami ng wisdom as we receive your word, Lord. And give me your the boldness to share, O Lord. Because without you, Lord, I am nothing. We are nothing, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
At we are sinners, Panginoon. At ikaw lang aming loving God, O Lord. And we thank you that your goodness will be with us always, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, continue to implant your words in our hearts, O God, so that we can use this in our daily lives. We can share
Lord.
This. To other people, Panginoon. And we give you we thank you for your promises that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Be with us, O God, sa aming gulay-gulayan ng iyong mga salita, Panginoon, sa aming pag-share ng iyong mga salita.
Yes,
ikaw lang ang manguna sa bawat isa sa amin. We thank you for your goodness in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Sister Mel, you have 15 minutes for your message. Okay?
Okay.
Okay,
amen,
Sister Mel.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Magandang umaga muli. At ang aking isi-share ay tungkol sa the prayer of Jabez. So tayo, as people of God, no, kailangan natin ang pagdadasal, panalangin.
Amen.
Kasi prayer is a communication to God.
Yes.
Kailangan natin ito sa ating buhay to keep us closer.
Thank you, Lord.
To our Lord, to our loving God. So, basahin ko po yung 1 Chronicles 4 and verses 9 to 10, the prayer of Jabez that gives us encouragement to each and every one of us. Verse 9, there was a man named Jabez who was more honorable than any of his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because his birth had been so painful. He was the one who prayed to the God of Israel. Ano po yung mga prayer niya? Oh, that you would bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain. And God granted him his request. Amen. Amen. So, dito, it's about the prayer of a Jabez. So, the Bible had many examples of prayers that teaches us to depend on God and call upon Him alone. So the prayer of Jabez is very inspiring.
Amen.
And encouraging, very challenging to on how we approach God, no, with our request, no. So Jabez is not choosing a prayer, a as a formula to get something to the Lord, no? But rather, he was calling upon God to help him accomplish the promises of God in his life, no? Na ipagawa niya, na para maipagawa yung purpose ng Panginoon sa kanyang buhay. At ganun din sa ating buhay. So mayroon siyang apat na components, no? Sa kanyang prayer. So, number one, he asked God to help him, no? To bless me, sabi nga ni Jabez. Number two, he asked God to enlarge his territory. Number three, he asked God to keep the hand of God upon him. And he asked God to keep him from evil or from harm.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So, sige po, i-share ko po kung ano yung ibig sabihin ng mga prayers ni Jabez. So, number one, Jabez asked God to bless him. So, to Jabez, God is both infinite and intimate, both accessible and able to answer his prayers.
Yes.
So, he acknowledged God in his life, no? To bless him. Pag sinabing infinite God means limitless God, di ba?
Yes.
He is full of abundance, di ba? He is the God of abundance.
And can do something, yes.
Boundless, he is endless God. Kaya nag-trust si Jabez sa kanya. He is also an intimate God. Pag sinabi kasi intimate God, that he has that trust and heart, or he has that intimacy to God, na? The more we trust God kasi, the more intimately we come to the Lord. So ganun si Jabez, di ba? And he said, he is an accessible God. God is easy to approach.
Amen.
Hindi na natin kailangan ng iba't ibang mga material or things. Just go directly to the Lord.
Amen.
Diba?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So we have to approach God in asking for any request to the Lord, having the right to come to God, diba? And then he asked God that he is an able God. Pag sinabing he is an able God means he has the mighty power to do miraculous out of his abundance and strength. He is a miraculous God. Kaya he asked him to bless him. Diba?
Amen.
He is an amazing God. He is a powerful God. And God is a possible God, diba? Si God is a possible God. He can do everything, diba?
There is nothing impossible with
Him.
There's no
impossible with God. At sabi ng Panginoon doon sa Romans 16:25, God is able to establish you, diba? His mighty works. He has the ability to do mighty and powerful works beyond human comprehension, beyond words, di ba? Nakakamangha yung mga sagot ng ating Panginoon. So in Ephesians 3:20, sabi niya, God says God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all what we ask or think for. And God, so when we come to God, we ask the blessings, His approval, di ba?
Pag Amen.
Sinabi kasi, blessing, His approval. So, we have that trust and confidence that God can do it. So, God answer your prayer kahit na mga sinners tayo, di ba? Unbelievers or sinners, still, God is answering our prayer.
Diba? Amen. As long
Amen.
As we ask forgiveness.
So, sabi nga niya, from Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. So,
Amen.
Ang Panginoon, napakabuti kahit na makasalanan tayo. Kapag tumawag tayo sa Kanya at may request tayo, sinasagot niya lagi yung ating mga panalangin. So sabi nga niya dun sa Haggai 2:19, "From this day, I will bless you." Diba? Ang ganda ng kanyang sagot, mga promise, diba? Amen, amen. Amen. So, number two na prayer ni Jabez, "To enlarge my borders," or "to enlarge my territory." Diba? Jabez prayed that God would enlarge the territory of his heart, that it may overflow those around him. He wanted to reach out others, no? For the sake of God's kingdom. Hindi po siya nag-ask ng land, yung mga physical land na kagaya ng mga tao na ginagawa, di ba? He asked for Jabez asked God to have a loving heart and skill to love others, or as what God implanted to us, yung love na tinanim ni Lord sa kanyang buhay, na ay mai-share niya sa mga taong nakapaligid niya. So ganun din yung ating ganun din sa buhay natin, yung love na itinanim ni Lord sa ating puso, sa ating buhay, gagawin din natin to love others.
Thank you, Lord.
So, he wants to have a greater influence to the community around him. So, ganun din tayo. Yun ang ating mga prayers. To love God and to love others. To share his word, no? So, many think that Jabez is simply referring to physical land. Pero hindi yun. Si Jabez, we can understand that we do not merely speak in terms of wealth, but the prosperity or the impact in enlarging the kingdom of God. Diba? He wanted spiritual territory. Diba?
3 minutes.
Amen. And then, number three, to keep him from, to keep you your hand from me, sabi niya. Yung guidance and protection ni Lord, he ini-ask niya. And then number four, he asked him to keep him from evil or harm.
Amen.
So, si Jabez, and then God granted his prayers. Diba? He granted his prayers. So, si Jabez and all great men in the Bible answered their prayers, even they are sinners. So si Jabez God granted his prayers. Ganon din sa ating mga prayers, God granted also our prayers, di ba? And so ang promise niya, but those in 2 Thessalonians 3:3, but those who love the Lord, or but the Lord is faithful, he will establish you and guard you against the evil ones. Diba? Ganon si Lord. And whoever goes to the Lord in Psalms 91, with safety, for safety, whoever remains under the protection of the Almighty can say to him, you are my defender and protector. So God is a loving God.
1 minute more.
Amen. Amen. So, sige po, i-review natin. Ano po yung mga prayer ni Jabez? He asked God to bless him. Number two, he asked God to help him in his work, or he asked God to enlarge his territory.
Thanks for listening.
rain that falls, a flower grows. And I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above a storm, the smallest prayer will be heard. I believe that someone in that great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, what touch a leaf,
guide us with your grace. luce che tu dai.
I pray we'll find your light.
Quello che sarà.
Now hold it in our arms.
Ricordarci che
when the stars go on each night.
Che la sera
listening here on Free FM 89.0 in the dial of your radio.
There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. And when I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead me o'er. If it wasn't for my ship would sail no more. Everybody that lives around us, they say, why don't you tear that old lighthouse down? You see the big ships, they don't sail this way anymore, and there's no use in it standing round. But my mind goes back to that stormy
gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groanings, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory! I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
You are listening here on Free FM 89.0 in the dial of your radio.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've got a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes are not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. To me, that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've got a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Kaibigan, inaanyayahan ko kayo na pakinggan ang palatuntunang Gilintuang Gabay at ang kapangyarihan ng katotohanan dito sa Free FM 89.0 kasama ang iyong lingkod, Kapatid Lin Mangangaral, tuwing Linggo sa ika-anim hanggang pito ng gabi. At maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.